All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, anybody who's ever been to Vegas knows that they have these chapels where people can get married and all over the place, all over the town. And in many of them, you can do these themed marriages. And the number one theme marriage, who do you think it is, Sam?
The king himself.
Right. Okay, that's it. So, you know, that's been acceptable all of this time. No problems.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. There's a new licensing company that says the name and image of the king belongs to Authentic Brands Group. And they've sent a cease and desist to all of those little chapels and all of the people who would, the guys who would get dressed as Elvis. That's over. The world has changed forever.
Why now? Why now?
Because there's gold in them thar hills. There's money to be made. And so people have gotten away with the imaging part of this. The image is owned by someone. And so they, and probably under new ownership, and they've said, listen, why would we allow people to do that? There's money to be made. And so no longer can people go to Vegas and have an Elvis, you know, that kind of wedding. And, you know, this is not the end. There'll be others that it will be the exact same thing. And I know that's got to break some hearts of some of those in the listening audience. There might even be people in the listening audience who got married in the Elvis Presley theme. But, you know, things are changing. And they're never going back to what they were.
Gotta love that corporate greed.
Yeah, and they're never going back to what they were. And, you know, you would never give it a second thought. Well, you know, everybody, guys getting married, Elvis Presley and all of those things, and now that's no longer going to be allowed. That old axiom, no matter how things change, the more they stay the same. But in this instance, that's not the case. Everything is changing, and so we might as well get used to it. It's the way of the world. Let me bring this up because I wanted to talk a little bit about this before we got out of here. They're certainly not decomposing in our body. We're talking about plastic. Sounding the alarm on plastic waste and the uncertain threat of microplastics. From providing the oxygen we breathe and food we eat to regulating temperature and weather, the world's oceans play a critical role in protecting human health. That's why from 2022, World Ocean Day supporters, a global movement to protect at least 30% of the world's lands, waters, and oceans by 2030. Let me ask you, Sam, and the listening audience, when you go to the store and they ask you, do you want paper or plastic? What do you get?
I'm actually a very rare paper. I like to bag myself too, because I know I'm an ex grocery store worker,
right.
So I know how it is. But I like to use it for recycling, so I get paper.
So I'm guilty. I get plastic.
Plastic's more convenient.
Yeah, it is, and it is. It holds. It's stronger. And so, but in the end, the majority of us look at it from that perspective, and we don't know the damage that's being done. And from this point forward, you know, after I read this article, and I should have known, because I've read articles about how much plastic is in the oceans and the damage that it causes. and just how horrible it looks. You know, and animals who swallow that and what it does to them. But there's approximately 300 million metric tons of plastic waste, equal to the weight of the entire human population right now, in the oceans. That's produced every year. And we can stop that, right? I mean, that can be stopped. All we have to do is say, give me paper. I want to put mine in a paper bag. And you know what? When you go to the grocery store and you see very few people, if any, are using paper bags, it's almost, if you see 25 people in line, maybe one might be asking for paper bags.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we just don't see it as important enough of an issue, because I think we just don't know just how important it is.
If you have Netflix, I recommend watching the documentary A Plastic Ocean. You probably won't even eat fish anymore after that, honestly.
Because of the damage that it does.
Yeah, they end up eating plastic and they start becoming plastic. And honestly, you just start eating. We're just all, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I know it. And we know it. And when you know something and then ignore it, it's where the problems really lie. Because we really don't see this as an immediate issue. Because, you know, it's not going to happen in my lifetime or in my generation's lifetime. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Very selfish.
Yeah, because we don't see that in the times after us, the impact that this is going to be having. And so I pledge from this moment further that I'm going to use paper bags, okay? And I challenge my generation to do the same. You know, we used to use paper bags. You know, I mean, it's not like there wasn't a time when we didn't do it. There was a time when there weren't plastic bags. And that's what we used were paper bags. That's what my mother used were paper bags. There were no plastic bags that we were using. So it's not like we can't go back to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so critically important that we do go back to that time. Because the more I read about this and this article and the impact that it is having, the more I realize that, hey, what kind of person am I that I can be so selfish? That I want to do what's more comfortable for me. For me, then what's in the best interest of people who come after me? I'm talking about comfortability. It's life and death for those who come after my generation, right? All right, so thank you, Sam, as always, for a great week. Thank everybody who made the show go. I got to get out of here. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend. See you later.